Hello, everybody out there in the internet. Welcome to Aimless Babble Z, EA, E3 2016, press conference, gut reaction. I'm Ticketmaster, joined by
RPG Maniac 05,
Traptical,
and Gamer 12.
So yeah, I guess we'll just go item by item like we usually do, and then whatever else we feel like talking about. But yeah, so... They started with Titanfall 2, there's a multiplayer trailer, then a single player trailer, and then the date is October 28th, 2016, I think. So I think I was typing this all as it was like happening, so, you know. Or like anything that interested me. So it's like I didn't get everything, because there's a lot of parts where I was just like, whatever, dude. And then I let my brain just drift. But this was one of those parts.
I'm going to have to start writing with my hand on paper, because looking at what I typed, there's just so many words that aren't words. But yeah, no, I think you got the right date. What did you think of that trailer? Single player.
Multiplayer trailer, I was meh. And then the single player trailer, I was like, whatever, dude, because I still don't have any interest in this game, so it's whatever, dude. I mean, it didn't look bad. It was just like, I have no interest, so.
Does it look better, you think, anyone?
Yeah, I think it looks better.
It looks the same.
It looks the same as the first one?
Yeah.
I didn't think the first one, so I don't know.
I couldn't really tell. My stream was very, like, macro blocky, so I was like, well, it looks like Titanfall, but, like, way worse, but that, I'm sure that's the stream, and not, you know, some sort of filter they're gonna apply to it.
Yeah, it looks the same. It looks like, the maps are bigger. That's about it.
Was there more, like, animations and stuff?
The robots had more animations, that's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think one of the was the mech like wall running, or was that one of the pilots? So like, that's the term for people who ride.
It was
things?
The pilots.
That. So.
Like the mainly the new thing for the pilots is like the grappling hook. You get a hook on the people.
Yeah.
This is not Attack on Titans, guys. It's not Attack on Titans.
Yeah, so we got Attack on Titan, Uncharted 4 had a grappling hook, Just Cause 3, and now.
First was the year of the bow, now it's the year of the grappling hook. Yes!
I wonder, you know, when these things happen, is it because the technology hits and then everyone is thinking, okay, you know, what's something cool that the technology allows us to do now? And then everyone hits the same idea at the same time. Oh, grappling hooks! We can tie two objects together now! Yes, let's do it.
Probably that. Because it's like, the probably thing is like, well, what hasn't been done before? And it's like such a short list. Or like, just things that would like work or make sense in the context of whatever they're doing. And it's like, oh, let's try this. This sounds cool. Or, you know, the plan, or like, you know, worst case scenario of just like, let's be super derivative and game XYZ did it, so let's do it. Yeah.
That would make me sad.
People usually want to be original and stuff.
Yeah, like, the release date for that game is unfortunate, so it's like, I wouldn't even try it if that was the case, I was like,
And Battlefield's like, what, a week earlier?
Oh, that's right, Battlefield is that month.
Isn't it also around VR time for October?
Yeah.
Yep.
October. Maybe things are gonna get moved out of that month.
Who's gonna go first, Titanfall 2 or Battlefield?
You know, my guess is, if someone can get it out earlier, they'll do that. I don't think they necessarily want to push it back more.
Do you think like this double whammy like might have anything to do with like the low pre-order numbers for Infinite Warfare, as far as like they finally had like something to complement Battlefield that wasn't Medal of Honor, and like people were interested in because it was Titanfall, and it's like, oh, it was good on Xbox One, and now it's third party legit. So
third party legit. Maybe. I mean,
it's like we had robots first and space first, so you know. Yeah.
The thing is, like, it's hard to gauge, because I think, well, you know, I guess what we have to do is like look at the numbers of like how many people own next gen consoles, and then how many own like the most popular games. And I guess, you know, the bet is like, oh, we can get the people, or I don't know. I actually don't understand the planning. Because, you know, people have a limited amount of money. Most of the people buying games only buy like one or two games a year. And if you, so maybe they look at that and they're like, well, it doesn't matter because they're only going to buy one of them we might as well launch them at the same time. And since Respawn...
That makes sense.
Yeah. And since Respawn is, like, independent, you know, if they don't release this year, that's, like, more time where they're not getting any money. And, you know, EA, they already do Battlefield every year, so, like, why should we move out of the way? We're always, you know, we always do this. You should have expected it.
Maybe they're like, we can suck money out of the market and make Call of Duty suffer. Yes. Strategy. Synergy. Yes.
Or everybody will just ignore them and just be like, I'll save my money for Call of Duty. It's fine.
Like World War One. Yeah. Whatever, man.
I mean, I guess we'll see.
Oh, also, I totally wanted, I forgot to tweet it, but like, I totally like during that, I mean, we're totally like getting like way like off like top of order here, but like after seeing that Battlefield 1 trailer, I was like, you know, it may have taken like a couple of years or however long, but this actually looks just as good as that Killzone 2 trailer, like when they first showed it and it was like, gameplay. I was like, man, this looks really good. Frostbite engine solves everything.
See, this is why PS3 gen needs a do-over. Every game.
Like all of them. The entire...
All right, we're getting off track. We have other things to do.
So yeah.
So much E3 stuff.
After Titanfall 2, Madden 17, and I was just like, I just put Madden 17 show and like turned my brain off because I was like, whatever, dude, it's Madden. And they had like that weird part of like people that play professionally, and I was like, Tropical? Tropical, can you hear me?
Oh, hey, no, you're
lagging there for a minute.
Oh, well, I was saying they had, they showed it, and they had that part where like they had like the people that played in real life, and one of the people like broke their collarbones, and they're like, and I was like, hey, wait, that one person like only has like one. Or they don't have one arm, but it's like, you know, they're like, you know, playing an arm down. How's that going to work? So I thought that was weird.
It's occupational hazard, apparently. It's like, man, that's some rough playing you did there.
He jumped up, tried to spike the controller, but it was wired, like, and it hit him in the collarbone and, like, just snapped that thing right out.
Smashed it. Just smashed it.
I wouldn't mind, though. I must say, I wouldn't mind, you know, more games, like, rolling out some sort of, like, mini pro league, because, you know, then I could be like, let me try to be a ringer and do this on the side and maybe turn it into some sort of job and stuff. Yeah. Or not.
What game would suit your criteria, Tekken?
I don't care, gamer, like all of them, because it's like a goal to aim for, to be like, I've spent over 20 years honing these skills, now it's time to unleash the fury.
There was a huge emphasis at EA, right? The whole pro thing?
Yeah, this section is when they took the opportunity to talk a lot about esports and sort of what their plans are for a lot of their esports. In particular, this part they talked about Madden. They're doing, it's like different leagues, I guess, and there's like a challenger league, which is just gonna be, making it easier for people to set up their own tourneys. Then they have premier events, which are these large scale live events that are hosted with, by EA and their partners. And then EA majors, which are just giant global EA marquee events. The first of which is apparently this weekend. Tuesday is going to be the finals on ESPN for the Madden 16 championship or something. And then they said, like, for next year, Madden 17 championship, they're putting in $1 million in prize money, and there's going to be 4 EA majors for that. So it seems like a big deal. It seems like it has been a big deal. He said we've been doing it for the past 14 years, but... Compared to a lot of esports that I've been hearing a lot about, I rarely hear about the Madden stuff.
Alright, and then after that, we had Mass Effect Andromeda. I mean, it was better as far as, like, finally getting to see some, like, you know, more gameplay, but it wasn't, like, an actual, like, gameplay trailer. But whatever, dude, it's whatever. Could have been better, could have been worse. I was satisfied. I saw Nasari. That's all that matters. That's not all that matters, but, you know, I saw that, and, like, it had an effect on me, and I was like, I got the glimmer in my eye, and I was like, And so, you know, I'm there, dude. I'm there. I was ready for her. And that's all that matters. I was like, ooh. And I was like, ooh, she has like the black face paint on. Is she in the Starry Commando? And like, ooh. And it just ran wild in my brain. Like after that, I was just like, whatever. I was done. And then like, showed even more cool stuff. Like the weather. It looks amazing. Like that's the other thing. It looks so good. It looks so good. I was just like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Like the planet when it's like a sandstorm thingy and you have like the giant creature thingy and it's like, ooh. And it's like, man. And oh, this is your thing. It's like, you had like, I mean, Not Shepherd, I'll just call it Not Shepherd, because we don't know who you are yet. Like, Not Shepherd, and like, they're on their own, exploring, it's like, ooh, I'd love to do that. Because like, to me, I've always like, gushed all over, like, just looking up on like, old episodes of like, the podcast, it's just like, when you're out in the planet, in the universe, in the galaxy, exploring, there's the best parts of Mass Effect, one, and like, it never gets better than that. It's just like, whatever, I'm out here doing stuff, stuff happened, I'm investigating, and it's like, if like Mass Effect drama, which is like, more of that, and you're like, an entire, like, they're just like, yeah, you're the alien. It's like, ooh, twist. It's like, you know, every mission is an away mission, because you don't know what to expect. And like, hopefully there's no red shirt moments, but it looks like there's gonna be some red shirt moments, because there's like, giant monsters can like, chomp on you, and yeah, I'm out of breath, but yeah, Mass Effect Andromeda. I'm happy, and I'm looking forward to it. And I will probably pre-order it before the week before it's out, because I don't care. Like, after seeing that, it's like, I don't even care. And then, like, on the ship, it said Tempest and not Normandy, so, like, that's the name of the new ship, Tempest, or, like, the new Normandy-class ship. So, I'm super pumped. So, looking forward to it.
So, question, do you think all of that was in, like, in-engine, or is it... Was
that's
it
what I wanted to know. I think
it was all in engine. Because when they're showing the galaxy and the map, like the planets looked like they were rendered and stuff. And like, yeah. When you're on the bridge, it like looked like it was a little, like you're looking at like a little hologram that was inside the bridge. It just looks so good. It's like, it looks so good. And like, yeah, it's in engine. Like, yeah. And like all the weather effects and just, I mean, there are parts that looked like they were pre-rendered. Like the part at the end when the lady wakes up, it's like that looked pre-rendered. I like the part.
It can be pre-rendered because it's your character, right? It has to be all real time. I know.
Oh yeah, good point. Okay.
Although that could be the beginning of the game, so it's like it could be pre-rendered because then it's like showing her waking up and everything, and then you customize after or something.
She wakes up and puts on her real face.
Yes. No. Or she's actually just like the proc or like an assistant character to the actual main character. She's like, we made it, and then she says whatever the captain.
Now go wake up the captain.
Wakes him up, yeah. like we're here. You can wake up now, whatever your name is and
now
whatever you look like.
Shepherd.
I mean, that part looked like in engine. And there are parts that were definitely in engine, but was all of it in engine?
Oh, like when they're showing the Citadel and all that?
Yeah, and like the ships.
True.
And all that part.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Because Frostbite, they rely on their pre-rendered cutscenes.
Maybe not.
And then also no release. I'm just pointing that out, because last time it was like, hey guys, 2016 holidays, and I was like, yeah, that didn't happen, and so I'm glad I didn't do that last time, because like, I didn't want to be let down again, or get my hopes up again.
It's going to be 2018.
Don't say that, gamer. I'm going to punch you in the face.
But for the past 3 years? They've been showing like,
such a long time.
Pieces of Andromeda? Like,
that's so annoying. It's like they showed like concept art or whatever at Comic-Con like 2014-15. That was like a long time ago. And then they showed some like that pre-rendered trailer last year. No gameplay. So it's like, you know.
There was a year with Kesey Hudson talking about, oh, this is where we're heading, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, the year after, they showed that, Mass Effect Day, they showed the little teaser thing with the maps. And then this year, it's like, oh, we're still making it. We're still making it. It's like, oh my god. last year was a CG thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm hopeful it is next year, but I don't think it'll be 2018 like Gamer. I'm hoping if it does like not hit first quarter next year, it'll be at least a holiday next year. If not, like they can delay it until infinity. I don't care as long as it's not terrible. So it's like whatever. Like the longer it's delayed, the better it'll be. That's all that matters.
I think it might be summer or fall of next year.
I guess it's hard to say because at this point in the year, if it's coming out like 8 months from now. Although it is
weird
that they haven't
like,
shown
I would have
basically
expected
to be
a more substantial gameplay trailer. Than
yeah,
that.
I mean, all we know is that like it sounds like there is no conflict. It's just like, oh, you're looking for a new home. It's like exploring space right now. And it's like, oh, that's a...
Yeah. That's also like the weird like, thing. It's like, that wasn't really like ever a central thing in Mass Effect. It was like, oh, Earth's out of space or whatever. We got to find more space for the humans or more. I mean, I guess it makes sense actually because of like the whole Scylian Blitz of like their expansion into other parts of the galaxy, like caused conflicts with like, the Batarians and the Turians. So I guess it makes sense that they would like go somewhere else to find more, Arthur planets for humans and stuff. So that
that's sort of weird, right? You're thinking like, well, all these planets near here have people on them. Maybe if we go to another galaxy, there'll be less people on them.
What time to go if you're like, if you're butting up against everybody else in the galaxy that you know, it's like, it only makes sense to like detour somewhere else and be like, whatever, we'll just go in the backwater planets. Nobody likes humans anyway. Effing Batarians, effing Turians, eff them. We'll just go somewhere else. They won't be
Wait, are they doing the same aliens, or are they going to be different? Because we saw that. Sorry, it's like,
there's a Krogan.
There was a Krogan, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like there are some from like the like pre or Shepard trilogy, but like there's probably like new ones that are in the galaxy that you're exploring. But like if they're actually like you know advanced enough like to your level of like spacefaring and stuff remains to be seen. They probably like won't. Well, yes, we'll see. But
do you think that they're taking one of the endings of Mass Effect 3 and saying, this one is the canon?
No, I think what they're doing, like, well, my conspiracy theory for that is, like, since you're just, like, doing this whole, like, Hail Mary to, like, go colonize space in, like, some, like, there's, like, a million light years or something insane. So it's, like, you're super far away. And, like, at the end of, like, Mass Effect 3, like, no matter what you do, the mass relays go down. So it's, like, I think something's going to happen where it's, like, you try to, like, where it's either going to be, like, a one-way trip because it takes so long, or it's like, if you do try to like go back, you see like, oh, well, something's happened. We can't go back for like beyond the time that we would like still be alive. So it's like, we're stuck out here, dudes. And this is where we're at.
Gotta make it work. You gotta make it work.
Cause it's like, in Mass Effect 1-3, it's like, you never had to go into stasis because you're never like FTL travel. Everything was like within range of like getting there in like within time of like not that long. But if you had to go into stasis, then like, you know, you're going like a really long way away to like, you know, wake up once you get there.
Well, was that ever really talked about in the games? Because, like, Mass Effect relay travel, is that instantaneous? Or it is, right?
It is, yeah.
Okay, so...
Relatively so, anyway.
Just, like, not having that makes traveling anywhere, like, super long.
Yeah. And then, like, at the end of 3, all the relays break down, so it's like, that would create a situation where you couldn't come back.
I mean, I guess it's possible that the ships were pretty fast to begin with. They just used the Mass Effect relays because they were more convenient or something. It was like, well, I mean, yeah, we could still travel pretty fast in these ships, but we could just teleport as well. So there's that.
Because it could use like traditional space travel. It would just take longer than the Mass relays. But I'm not. Yeah, it's been such a long time since I've played them. I'm pretty sure it's like a substantial amount of time.
It would have been relays out in this new system anyway. So I mean,
Well, I mean, I guess at this point we should get out of the way. There was a lot of, I think the press conference was basically stuff that we don't necessarily care about, and then stuff that was, like, promise of the future and not actually showing
us the future.
It was
a bad conference, dude. I'd say
so. They're back to, like, was that, it was Star Wars all over again, like, was that 2 years ago or something? Like, games are coming.
Yeah, I was like, we're making Star Wars games. It's like, then, you know, you play a little of Star Wars music, and that's exciting, but that's maybe not enough anymore.
Yeah, I think
it's like
right.
We have all these studios
to go
again, like,
because that was when they showed, because like last year wasn't the bad year, it was like the year before that, when they showed like,
yeah, it was the year before that.
The like, that was like the concept year, when like they showed like that game that the Burnout team's working on that we haven't even seen since then, and it's like all the like, this pre-concept BS of like, what they showed again today, and it's like, well, we're working on it, dudes, and it's like, no gameplay, dudes, actually, so no, not cool. Where the F is the game that I want to play?
Pretty much.
It's like, but 2 years ago, they showed Battlefront, it was just like a speeder bike on Endor.
Endor.
Not Force, but they were just like rotating, that was it. It's like, oh, here's our new tech. Then the year after, it was like, oh, they finally showed a trailer, it's like, oh, it looked good. Now we're back to this whole pre-concept year again. Then they showed like that small snippet of Amy Hennig's game.
That was infuriating, dude, because it's like, they showed the date, and I was like, 2018? Are you effing serious? Like, how am I supposed to get excited about that? That is two effing years away.
Which game is that for?
Because there's a Respawn and
the Visceral one.
Right?
That's the Visceral one.
Jeez.
Okay.
Oh, that hurts.
And it was like super confusing too. Like Motive's working on something with Battlefront, and like, are they working on their own game or what? Like that was.
Yeah, so that was really confusing. I think people expected Battlefront 2, but then I think what they were talking about was they're adding more stuff to Battlefield 1.
That was annoying too.
Or Battlefront 1.
It's like, oh, we know you guys want stuff from the new trilogy because there's a new movie, and we're not making games because Disney, you know, Avalon Software, sorry dudes. But yeah, you know, hey, we're working on it, it'll be out. Well, we can't say when, but we said it, so it'll come out eventually, It probably won't be free too, so suck it, and here's another season pass, cause free updates are funny. Give me money, dudes. Ugh. Dorscht.
Money!
Every time I see that logo for that game, I regret buying it. Every time. And I'm just like, why? Why did I listen to him? That stupid Canadian, whatever.
Because you loved it?
Ugh.
It's okay. Just go watch The Force Awakens again.
But then I'll be like, I want to play as Rey and Finn. Oh, they're not in the game. Oh, awesome. Sweet. And there's no game with them in it except for the Lego one. Oh, yeah. That doesn't hurt at all. At all. But,
anyway. Oh, go ahead.
After the Mass Effect Andromeda awesomeness, they totally talked about the Play to Give initiative, which was interesting. It was, I didn't exactly get it all. It was how it's going to work, but somehow you give to charities by playing and stuff. So I'm all down for that philanthropy in games thing I like talked about and whenever it's like mentioned, because I totally buy all those themes and stuff when stuff goes down and it's like, oh, support this cause. And I'm like, okay, sure, here's my money, because I like to be a good Samaritan and stuff. So, yeah, Tiggins a good guy. Paragon all day. Did you pay attention to that all, Tropical? Like, get the details? Because I totally blanked.
Yeah, I didn't actually get down all the names of the charities, but it's like all the charities are foundations dedicated to like broadening diversity. So there was a lot of like women's make game type ones and like teaching girls how to
make games and things
like that. Yeah. And basically it's going to be some in-game challenges and like Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, Battlefront. And yeah, I guess you just play them, accomplish these challenges, which I think like there is no doubt that the community will accomplish them because you look at the numbers. Players are always achieving crazy, crazy things, statistically speaking. And then at the end of EA Play, which is like EA's own E3 thing, they will donate $1 million, I think it was, to these charities. So pretty cool. Not particularly exciting to talk about, but pretty cool.
And then after that, it was FIFA 17. Also, just another blankout moment, because I was like, whatever, sports and sports dudes, I don't give an AF, so I was like...
Blankout for the whole thing?
FIFA 2017, I typed it, and I was like, whatever, dude, and just, like, watched it. I didn't, like, literally blank out. I was, like, looking as it was happening, but I didn't care at all. It was like, oh, here's some coach guy, Peter Moore and this dude talking. Dropped a call. Oh, man. Yeah.
I do like there's a story mode, but it's not gonna get me
to I was thinking about that. I was like, if they made like the standalone, like the story thingy, like standalone, I'd play that. It's like, I'd check that out.
They did that with, Fight Night Champions, I think.
Fight Night Champions.
They separated them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm sort of excited for FIFA 17 because I looked at that story mode and I was like, I love story modes in sports games because there aren't very many of them.
Yeah, and they had, like the actor that the character was based off come out, I think. I was kind of confused when that happened, because I was like, I don't know who this dude, and he's like, but you'll know who I am, and I was like, really? And then it was like, the character in the game was that person, I was like, oh, so he's not a famous actor, he's just the dude that the character in the game is based
Alex
off
Hunter,
of.
Alex Hunter, starring in The Journey.
I was like, I'm kind of confused, is he really named Alex Hunter, or is it just the virtual character that they're using? Whatever, I'd play it if he was standalone,
I haven't played the Fight Night one, but I have. I think it was 989 when they were still making NBA games.
I know that.
They did a story mode for there.
That. And then, like, to a lesser extent.
Oh, yeah, Ballers did that.
Def Jam 5 for New York. I mean, that's what it feels like when I see these things. It's like some sort of, like, weird story mode.
True.
Of, like,
that's
some
true.
Game.
Well, that was that 2K16, which is free, has that story mode.
Uh-oh. Yeah. It's directed by Spike Lee.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited to try that
one. I should play that. because I got it free. Plus, yeah.
So I thought, this is sort of cool. This is like, yay. Well, man, where did they get the manpower? Like, they make these things every year, or were they just able to be like, this is a separate team that just works on the single player campaign for FIFA 17.
We have so many people sitting around every year once the game is done with this part of production. No more. We're putting you guys to work.
Or maybe it was like years ago and they're like, we don't know which FIFA this is going to come out with, but at some point we want to put a story mode in. So you people who are just sitting around, yeah, let's do this. And like this year is the first year they're switching to Frostbite for FIFA. And I guess that engine is really good at faces, because Battlefield 4, they first showed off, and it was like, those are really good-looking faces, and the faces in FIFA 17 look really good.
Faces in Mass Effect look pretty good.
Yeah. I gotta say, it looks sort of weird watching that Asari smile like that, but yeah, it
did. She knew right after, she's gonna be like, embrace eternity!
I think it's sort of cool that they're like, you know, the number one football game out there, and they're still thinking, how do we get more people to play this game?
Wait, there are other football games out there?
Like some Pro Evolution Soccer.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't know what that is. So
unless it's not going to make that anymore.
Because I'm like, do they have competition in that? Like, so yeah.
And then after that, EA Originals, which is similar thing to the partnered program they had back in the day, but they had like these three principles, taking first time experiences and bringing them to the world. So I guess that means new IP, supporting small developers, funding and offering a level of security. There's other stuff that they said after that. I just got like the first parts of it because it was like three principles, blah, 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 but. And then they showed, they're talking about Yarny and Unravel and how he captured the imagination of the world, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, we can do this. We can do this with more small teams and studios, and we should. And then they showed Fee, which is this game with another small creature, but they're not made of yarn, and you go explore a world, and there's adventure and platforming. And I was like, I can get behind this.
Made of magic.
And I was like, day one. So I didn't day one, Unravel, because I just forgot about it. So, but now I'm on. I'm totally like all in on the Originals. It's like, dude, I believe in this initiative of like, because there's so many AAA games which is like sequel, remaster. It's a dumpster fire out there, and like some of them are terrible. And it's just like I want to be supporting the small guy of like, I have this vision and I want to make this game and it's going to be awesome and like heartwarming and great and you're going to enjoy it. And I was like, yes, I can get behind this. So, yeah, my money, Originals, don't f it up.
They will.
I'll give you three strikes, and then after that, no more.
This was really cool. This was like, I think Square Enix Collective, I think it's called, is sort of their indie game initiative. And then, you know, Sony obviously has had this indie game initiative for quite a while, and now EA is getting on board. Activision had something, they had like a contest or something, and then somebody won that. I don't remember what game came out of that. But, yeah, this is really neat.
And then we had the EA Star Wars games debacle that we previously mentioned. And I have a series of angry tweets. I'll read them after the podcast. But one of them was, none of these games are going to be better than KOTOR. #sad but true. And then, yeah, because that's the truth. I'd hate to say it. But when you say 2018 for a game, after you've been like making me gush about it, like, or in my mind, be like, oh, I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait. And be like, hey, Tekken. Hey. Guess what, dude? It's like, hey, what's up? What's up? And it's like, oh, you know the game you've been looking forward to? 2018, dude. I'm like, what? 24 months? 2 years? You can't do that to me. You can't do that to Tekken. You can't just be like, oh yeah, Tekken, we're gonna get your hopes up. Hey, bend over real quick. Boom, and kick me in the butt like that. That's not fun. I don't enjoy that. I mean, sure, Disney does all the time and I come back, but still, you know.
You do.
Just because I'm a battered spouse to all these games that abuse me does not mean that I enjoy that. Okay.
They have help groups for that. Or support groups, I should say.
So, yep. So yeah, they had like a bunch of studios that are working on a bunch of games and a bunch of games that they... It was a mess, dude. It was a mess. It's like, here's all these games we're gonna go through. We're not gonna like specifically go through them one by one. Like, show the title, show the trailer, show the gameplay, and like, show the date. It's just like a mashup of like games in production free concept, free production footage. Games being worked on, developers talking about it. Please be excited. Man. Ugh, just the worst.
What little we got from that was basically there's more stuff coming to Battlefront because apparently, quote unquote, we're listening. They're listening. And so they're going to add content from, the only thing specifically mentioned was like content from the new films. Yeah. Then the Visceral game, which is the Amy Hennig game, that one apparently is going to be set in the Star Wars universe, but not, or it's, they're working hard to make it like a true to style Star Wars story rather than just having it be in the Star Wars universe. And it's apparently an original narrative featuring characters that we don't know yet.
Yeah. And there's like one pre-con or pre-production pre-conceptual whatever like screenshot. It's like, here's this game. Doesn't even have a name. 2018 deeds. It's like, whatever, man. I'm so over it. I'm super bummed out, by the way, if you can't tell, but like,
I'm disappointed.
I was so pumped. And it's like 2018. Bam. Just like, damn, that just killed me, man. Just like, good thing Mass Effect was like shown, or I'd have been like rioting right now of like, I'd have been like, take bought a plane ticket down to like EAHQ and been like, what, or like, well, wherever. And like getting arrested and be like, I'm just like throwing stuff at their offices. It'd have been bad. But yeah. I'd embarrass myself and stuff. So, you know. But yeah. Luckily I didn't nap because they showed Mass Effect. So, the day is saved. And then they ended on Battlefield 1 and some sweet trailer. And that was like it. It did look good, I must say. But I was like, I don't care about this game, so I'm not going to buy it. So, whatever. Though it does look as good as Killzone 2 was when they first showed it. So we're finally there, guys. We're finally there. We can finally look back and be like, hey, remember when we saw this? And you're like, we'll never get there. And we're totally there now. It's like, it's great. It's great. Great time to be alive. Our games look amazing. And they look so good. So, yeah.
Yay.
If only we could get, you know, some actual gameplay in the trailers or more substantial information. Whatever. It's cool. No big deal. He's not the only publisher, hopefully. Everybody else doesn't drop the ball. Ubisoft, I'm looking at you, because you're kind of like, you've just ascended the throne, because EA just, like, sucked so hard today. They sucked so hard today, it was like, Ubisoft is, like, the best third-party publisher confirmed. So it's like, good for you, buddy. Keep on keeping on with your new IPs that EA just can't pump out, because who knows where John Riccitiello went. He's out hanging out somewhere, having fun times, like, ha-ha, look at those suckers now. What do they think of me now? Ha-ha-ha. So, yeah.
Also, they're showing Battlefield 1 right now. Some of the things they talked about were, like, more natural and intuitive destruction. I guess that means...
I was about to say, what does that even
mean? I have no idea what that means.
Natural
and
intuitive destruction.
I think what it means...
Who says that?
Yeah, like, when you shoot a wall, it sort of breaks the way you would think it would, and not like, oh, sorry, you know, we can break this part, but this part has to stay, otherwise, you know, there's nothing on the field. I don't know if that is the case. I just saw actually footage of one of their large vehicles, the Zeppelin, crash on a small town, and the town was basically gone after that, and there's just this giant skeleton of Zeppelin.
Wow.
I was like, oh, that's sort of cool. They talked about dynamic weather. Apparently, now the maps, like, weather will change dynamically, so that changes up, you know, how you're gonna play, what audio cues you can use and such. And then the last thing was open beta sometime later this summer. I think this one seems cool. I'm excited for the World War I one. It's funny because I heard the announcement and then I went to Wikipedia to read about World War I and then I went back and watched the trailer and I was like, oh, they did that too. Everything that's mentioned in the Wikipedia about, like, how the technology changed over the course of the war, it's like, yeah, that's all in the game. That's funny.
Alright, so Bethesda is later on, like, way later, right?
Like, super later, almost.
Super later.
Hawk Central.
Man. I think it was, like, 5 hours from when EA ended, about 4 hours now.
Jeez. Yeah. Guess I'll go play something. I was playing Kind of Vision earlier. That game is hard, and it kicked the crap out of me. I got to, like, the second stage, like, a couple times, but F that game. I'm going to play something else in my EA Blues moment. Ugh. Let's read some oh-so-funny tweets from the EA Play 2016 from RPG Maker 5, which are so, so amazing. He's like, So, you know, we had a bit like of a discussion. It was like, you know, I think, you know, this could go either way. Is this EA Play background music? Is it elevator or hotel room or hotel lobby? And I was like, dude, it's totally hotel lobby. He's like, clearly you've never been like a fancy enough, elevator. I was like, whatever. So, you know, I think it's hotel lobby RPG thing as an elevator. Chime in with what you think on the internet somewhere and we'll, you know, take a tally.
Well, I mean, it also kind of sounds like, cause like, I don't know if you've ever seen like those commercials or like, on websites where they do like these tour of like apartments and stuff. It kind of seemed like background music for that, which is like little pictures flashing of happy people on bikes running through parks and stuff like that. It's like, it seemed like it could just be like the background for that. And I was like, oh, I could totally see that for like something like that. So it was weird. It's weird music for their wait hold music or whatever was going on for that thing.
Also, it started like over 10 minutes late, dude, because I was like, okay, why haven't they started yet? I was kind of getting worried of like what's going on, but then it did and I was like, finally, jeez.
And then it kind of ended on time.
I know, so that was weird.
Really, like, we felt like they didn't really have any content. Turns out maybe they thought they didn't have much content either.
Like, guys, we should probably kind of hold off a bit, because...
I mean, so I guess one of the questions is, like, why do you think they are not at E3 this year, and they're doing sort of their own thing? Is it because they were like, we don't care? Yeah, we don't care about the conference? We're just gonna... You know, the way for us to make people excited this year is to definitely just let them play the games, and that's what they're doing?
I think it was more of a just, they don't have... It wasn't worth it to them on their part to like rent that space in the Staples Center if they're like not going to have a lot of show, which they clearly don't, because oh man, so many games without gameplay trailers.
It's all just behind the scenes.
Or that are already been released in the last 12 months that they're just trotting out again and be like, oh, we're bringing more content to this game. We don't have anything to show right now, but we talked about this Outer Rim expansion, blah, 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 so whatever, man.
They don't want the press to play Titanfall 2. They just want the YouTube guys and Twitch guys to play Titanfall 2. It's like, that's weird. I don't know.
those people tend to be more positive. Or do they?
As long as their username doesn't have angry or rant in it, Tropical, I'm pretty sure. As long as they're not a hater.
Well, the CEO guys, like, we take any heat. No matter what. It's like, right.
Oh, yeah, you did say that about like the feedback. That was weird. And he's like, "Yeah, even if you think we don't want to hear it, please say it, because we'll so we can hear it or something at the beginning."
Huh. Well then.
That'd be weird though. If that's just what E3 becomes. Is like when like publishers have something to show, they'll like be on the show floor. But like when they don't, it's like they back out and have like their own side thing. It's like, oh, clearly they don't have anything to show this year. That would be super weird.
I mean, that's almost semi what Nintendo has done over the years with their directs. Instead of just like being there, they're like, you know what? We will spend like an hour on Splatoon, and that will be our E3 conference or something. So I don't know. It's maybe the case.
Well, yeah, because like the only two games that were going to be playable were going to be Battlefield 1 and Titanfall 2, because like they had nothing on Mass Effect, so they can't really show that off to the press. So maybe because they just didn't have enough games to show.
Which maybe is an indicator that Crash is coming, like me and RPG have been predicting. Just saying, I'm not going to, you know, say anything else beyond that, but we did warn you.
You guys didn't see that leak?
What league?
Which one?
Crash Bandicoot. There is so many. To be a bit more specific.
Oh, Crash Bandicoot and Skylanders.
Skylanders.
Yeah.
Meh. I don't think that's what everyone was asking for.
Yeah, I guess like right now we have a bunch of time. Do we want to talk about some of the leaks that we've seen?
Sure, why not? That's
mostly
more
than a lot.
Xbox related.
Okay, before we do that, let me read the rest of the tweets, because there's some good ones in here. So then, let's see, RPG's like, I'm only watching this conference for the accent.
The accent.
Because there's
though.
So many,
oh my gosh.
You know, just, accents of the wazoo on the
I could listen to the, we'll talk about the phone book at that point, because it's like, this conference was terrible, but those accents though, guys. Man.
And then, sorry, Titanfall, but the only mech game allowed in my console is Armored Core. I accept no substitutes.
Oh, yeah, the mech game. Yes, the only mech game.
EA, we learned our lesson about Microsoft exclusive deals. Multi-platform forever. You get a game, and you get a game. Everybody gets a game. Yay, the obligatory sports portion of the conference goes to make a sandwich.
There were two of those.
Yeah, there were.
I ate a lot of sandwiches during this conference.
And then, Madden 17 needs more mechs. let's see what else no mix in FIFA either. EA was only pretending to know what the fans wanted. Now that I know what Star Wars is, I can totally pay attention to this part of the conference. That was great. It was like, yes, it finally paid off. Well, maybe not yet. I mean, or it's paying off slowly but surely. And then
that whole part would have just been
It'd been like every other year before, I'm just like, I have no idea what this is.
I don't know what that is.
I have no context for these characters and what's going on here. I would play a Star Wars game where you're R2-D2 just basically going around and solving everyone's problems because they can't. And I totally like thought that too, like when they had like that shot at the end of the thing, the video with like R2-D2 and BB-8, I was like, they should make a droid game, but it'll never happen. I mean, that's like, I guess that's my like wish game for next year, because... Man,
it's like the MVP.
Just imagine. And there's like no spoken dialogue. It's just like, beer, 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 beer. Or, like BBA does. And, like,
and everybody responding like they know exactly what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's like, I know, R2, I know.
You have like a dialogue wheel and it's like, talk, choose your stuff. And then like, they respond, but you never hear your character talk. Like, normally they're just beeping and bleeping, so that'd be great. And then, like, I was wondering when the obligatory celebrity endorsements would start. Good thing EA got the ball rolling, game on Microsoft, because there's, like, a 32v32 Battlefield game with, like, Jamie Foxx and some other dude. So, yeah. Or they were, like, the team leaders? Zac Efron? Those are, like, the team leaders. I don't know who else was on the team, so, you know.
Apparently, there were, like, Tyrese and, like, some other singers, and because they, like, listed it out, and when they, like, tweeted out a list, like, later on. So.
They did.
It was a bunch of celebrities, basically. I was like, guys, really? Really? So, yeah. It was kind of sad, because it's like, they didn't even seem all that excited, either. It's like, almost like they got switched to before they were ready, and they're just like, yeah, by the way, we love Battlefield. Battlefield.
And then we have Gamer with the, wow, that EA crowd seems so disinterested, which was like funny. And I was like, that's actually, I didn't even like notice until Gamer said it, because like there's like a lot of like lines that the dude was saying, and like nobody was like applauding, or they're like applauding very lightly. It's like they weren't even pumped at all. I was like,
compared to like the London crowd, yeah.
That was weird.
It was like they kept showing like the crowd, and everybody's just like on their phones, like, well. Like, I could be live tweeting this, or checking my Twitter, or checking my Instagram, or checking my Tumblr, or checking on my cat videos. Anything except what's going on at this conference right now, basically.
And then Gamer's sports retort. Sports time. Time to take a nap.
It was just sad.
And then the Gamer, we love you, never change tweet. Man, this guy's wearing some tight pants.
I'm not gonna lie, I was thinking it too. I was like, these clothes, man. These are pretty tight.
And then, let's see, moving on to myself. Let's see, what did I have here? My hype level for Titanfall 2 after that multiplayer trailer equals meh. And then I was about to put the same thing for the single player, but I was like, I'm not gonna repeat myself. So, whatever, dude.
We all know the truth.
And then my sports thingy, and we move on to Madden. Let me stare off into space and think about something else, .. Well, the ticker says ME Andromeda is up, or Mass Effect Andromeda is up next. And then, like, all caps, get off the stage, sports bros, nobody cares about your stupid game. Oh, and, like, the whole back to London, back to LA format of this isn't really helping. That kind of got to me, like, at that point. I was like, they should have just, like, kept, like, that was, like, yeah, I was like, dude, this is, like, breaking the
yeah, that was kind of throwing me off, too, actually. Like,
back to you, Peter. Back to you, dude in LA. Back to you, Peter. Back to you, dude. And I was like, dude, you're breaking the flow here. You're breaking the flow. Oh, I think I'm going to be on board with all these EA original games and day one them to bring balance to the force with so many AAA dumpster fires. Because, you know, delay.
Dumpster fires.
Man. And then, like, I get them when they come out, and it's like, wow, that was that? That, whatever, man. What, you know who you are. Rhymes with Rocksteady. None of these Star Wars games will be better than KOTOR. Hashtag sad but true. Because it is. 2018, why bother even announcing it right now? Dot dot dot. Oh, that, ugh, man. That just sums up that press conference to me. Just nothing to show, and then when you give me
a date,
it was
all concept art and behind the scenes footage.
You two guys will quote, should quote, Tekken on that, but the Star Wars games will never be as good as KOTOR. And then, like, years later, when the KOTOR, like, those games come out, and then he's, like, gushing all over them. You could go sure. back.
He's like, it was the best day ever. And then it was like, this looked good, and this happened, and this, and oh, and yeah. And all, he's going to be, like, all over it, just wetting himself. And then he's just like, hey, remember that one time?
Well, if anybody can do it, it's Amy Hennig, because Uncharted was amazing. But I don't know, man. KOTOR is, like, up there in my top 10. So it's like, good luck with that, because that was like an over 60-hour game of just like stuff going down and just amazingness for sensitivity stuff and just I don't know, I think it's untouchable. Like, whatever, if you're not making an RPG, you could have fun with that. Trying to
at least it's going to be like an game. Action adventure, so it might have RPG elements at least.
And we'll see. Well, we got to see the sweet mocap sessions that they're working on, so who knows, right?
I hope you can.
They were doing mocap at Respawn, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea, honestly.
Because it was the God of War dude. And that's the game he's on. Or I could be wrong. It could be the other way around. He could be with the Visceral game. Anyway, and then I was like, what's worse than a no gameplay trailer? A video with a series of games with pre-production footage with the dev saying, it'll be awesome, dudes. And those are the tweets about the EA Play conference from Aimless Team, because, man.
EA.
C-. Close to D levels, just saying. Because, ugh.
Yep. It was definitely one of their weaker ones.
Oh, yeah.
But bright side, that means only can go up from here for E3 conferences. So, yeah.
See, that would be true RPG, except for, Bethesda is, like, the one publisher where, like, I don't really care about any other games, so it's like, ugh, unless there's, like, Prey 2, and it just, like, blows me the F away, and I'm like, ah, that saved the day, and, like, yep. But that is, like, I'm hedging all my bets on that game, because all the stuff that's, like, rumors, speculation, possible leaks, it's, like, all that stuff, I'm like, I don't care about Skyrim Remaster, I don't care about that other game, Prey 2, sign me up, because when I saw Prey 2, I was like, I'm all over that. And then what happened to Prey 2 happened to Prey 2. And
we got a little scrolls and general maybe. Yeah, I'm not like a huge fan of Bethesda either, actually, so that's gonna be a fun conference.
Doom and Wolfenstein were amazing though.
Yeah. So I heard good. Quake is gonna be there. That's the rumor.
What? Now I am even more pumped, gamer.
I did see that rumor.
So yeah, let's move on to these leaks and speculations that everyone's talking about, because I can only go up from where I'm at that terrible EA conference. Ugh.
Well, so I imagine Gamer has seen the most of these.
Yeah.
Well, what do we got?
Microsoft leaked a bunch of stuff. Dead Rising 4.
I think they did intentionally, but
yeah, some dude is just like leaking like crazy. He's leaking all these stuff.
I'm
Dead Rising 4, they show a lot of screenshots, and there's like a GIFs video on it too. It's basically who's the guy's name from the first game?
Frank West.
That one
Frank,
guy.
Frank West, yeah. He's back at either it's a reboot or what. He's back at Willamette, whatever that state is called, and he's killing zombies in Christmas. So that's cool. It looks good. He has a mech suit, and he's, like, ripping zombies apart. That's cool. And then the second leak for Microsoft was Xbox One S? Xbox One
S. Called, like, S or something like that.
Yeah, it's their slimmer.
It's an iPhone.
Just like 4K, the successor to the Duke controller on the original Xbox, the Duke. Because we can't call Xbox One now.
Wait. It's a 4K?
Apparently. Yeah, it's 40% smaller, 2 terabyte hard drive, 4K video, and HDR.
And no Kinect to
no
PC.
Kinect, yep.
So, but it's the
rumor. And you could stand it, which is hilarious.
So, I mean.
And it looks like a PS2.
It almost.
What?
Well, when I saw it, because I was like, well, it looks actually pretty similar
standing.
To the PS4, actually. But
no, standing, like, okay.
It was, yeah. I don't know, man. It does look like a PlayStation console of some sort.
It looks like the PS4, honestly.
Because when I first saw it, I was like, it looks like a PS4. Yeah, it was weird. I was like, I don't know if this is because they're trying to confuse people when they go to buy it. So they're like, I want this PS4 right here. And then they're like, sir, that's an Xbox One. It's like, nah, nah, it's totally a PS4. Just look at it. So it's a trap, guys. It's a trap. But yes, the rumor price is $450.
And so, allegedly, yeah, the rumor is what, $450, right?
Yes, that's the rumored price, at least. So that's what people have reported so far.
That's crazy. That's a crazy price. Like, who's going to pay $450 when you can buy the original box for, what, $300 now?
That's $150 more than the current one with no specific game support for it so far. So unless they're going to, like, go into E3 and, like, all of these games are exclusive to our Xbox One S Slim Super whatever.
Well, Xbox One S, it's only, it's the same system, but just with like extra stuff that is not meant for games. Like the 4K video and HDR. HDR they can take use of, but the 4K video is only for, Ultra HD playback.
Wait, HDR is?
High dynamic range for, it's for colors for like newer TVs. Okay. So if your TV supports it, Xbox One S will support it.
Huh.
All the colors tropical. All the
tropical's gonna blind. He can't all the colors see them all.
HDR, it's something you don't notice if it's like you're just looking at an image. You have to look at it as side by side. Like, why does HDR matter? You can only see the difference if you see something side by side. If it's like something you look at just one screen, you won't notice anything, honestly. Mm-hmm.
We're in Tropical's case regardless because...
Yeah. How many more blues and yellows are there? Because those are my strong ones.
Yep, many more millions of colors.
So many shades of colors, guys. So
and then the third leak was... 250,000, they tell me.
And then the last leak I saw from Microsoft was we actually saw ReCore in the screenshots, in some screenshots.
It's also got a leaked release date as well.
Yeah, was it September or something?
September.
Something in the teens, like 16 or 18 or something. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. It looks pretty ugly.
No, I was looking for that game.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I saw some Cuphead gameplay the other day, and it looks
on PC also, good.
Yeah, Cuphead does... So, Cuphead, apparently, they've added, like...
Well, I guess it looks the same, actually, because it's always looked good, but you know what I'm saying.
Like platforming sections to it, so now it's just a platformer, because you know platformers have bosses already. So
they do. So now it plays a bit like Mighty Number 9.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Except,
was there anything else out of Microsoft?
Ori and the Will of the Wisps sequel to Ori and the Blind Forest.
I didn't. I've yet to play that one.
How could you guys? You go up to the only player on PC.
I have it.
Oh, you have it on PC?
Yeah, I have it on PC. I haven't played it yet, though.
I don't know if my PC will run it, so I guess I should check. Hmm.
Actually, I don't know that mine will either, but I have it.
You bought it without knowing if you could even run it?
Was the definitive edition like an extra, or was that an update applied to the original?
It's another game.
Okay. So I just have the regular one.
Yeah. That's pretty much it for Microsoft then.
Huh. So, a few big ones. I guess there'll still be other things. Most likely.
Don't get your hopes up.
I was reading an article this morning that was talking about how there haven't been any Sony leaks.
Good. Good.
Is that true?
I haven't heard anything.
I guess the closest thing to a Sony leak was the whole Neo thing. But
Neo thing, but that was like from
they like personally confirmed that themselves, so I don't know if it looks like it's a leak. So,
but is it like, I'm thinking, is it like a play on words? Because like PS4 Neo is not at E3, but whatever they're going to brand it to is at E3. I don't know.
That would be kind of hilarious. They're like in our exact words. Technically,
PlayStation 4 Neo never existed. Let us show you our new hardware.
Not going to talk about Neo. What we are going to talk about is... Ta-da! Formerly known as Neo.
Yeah. But supposedly they elaborated that they're waiting for more games. So
that's probably a good idea.
That's a bummer.
It would be... I mean, there's still like PlayStation Experience later this year, I'm assuming. So, I mean, they could do it there. And be like, because it's like their own event anyway. So, like, well, We have it, guys, because all the games.
I guess the other leaks that I saw were all from EA, and so we've talked about all that stuff already. Bethesda had, so this was very simple. It's just like Skyrim remastered, Wolfenstein 2, something else 2, Prey 2,
and what's that? Evil Within 2.
Ah, that's right.
Unless they turn Elder Scrolls into like an action RPG, I'm probably never gonna play them. I've tried, and I'm like, no.
Also, that was like kind of weird that they were like having Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb host it. That was kind of interesting.
They did that last year.
Oh, they did? See, that's actually funny, because I never watched them there's been last year, which is how disinterested I am with those games. I just read about them. I was like, Doom, Fallout 4, whatever. Just didn't care.
X-Play is back.
Doom is so good.
Actually, miss X-Play.
You see the Capcom's has like a house on their booth or something like that?
A house? What?
Like, we don't know what's it related to. Could be Resident Evil. Who knows?
It is.
What kind of house is it, though?
There's like a shack.
Thing. A shack.
What kind of house is it?
That you can't just be like, it's a house. I mean, they have houses in a lot of their games. Like,
no, it was like a rundown, like, Hills of Eyes house or something like that.
Maybe it is Resident Evil then. Resident Evil 7, the final chapter. Oh, wait, that's the movie. Sorry. They're all blending together.
He said it was like a something reimagining, not reimagining, or just like bringing it back to its roots or something. So it's a house. There's stuff.
It's just going to be called Resident Evil.
As the it will.
Like Resident Evil, we bring you back to where it all began.
We're going to do what Doom did and Wolfenstein before it. We're just going to take away the number and not have a number. This new one, and then yeah.
But then because it's Capcom, they're going to ruin you and be like, now with cameos from Alice from the Resident Evil movies, among others, exciting other additions, and it's just going to be all kinds of crazy. It's like the shark from that one game. It's like it's going to be a mess, man. It's going to be a mess. Oh, Capcom.
Was there any other leaks?
I can't think of any. I think that's all of them that I saw, and some that I didn't see. So.
Yeah, not a lot from Sony. That's a real head scratcher. Because like, was it last year we had some leaks before press conference? Like they were disappointed or something. And it was Street Fighter V, yeah. Was it not last year?
Although they were able to keep
it on PSX, yeah.
The bigger things though. So.
Yeah, the E3 of Dreams was not ruined by the leaks last year.
Oh, true. But like, Yu Suzuki was getting really close though, because like he took a picture of that forklift. Like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so the article is basically saying that either they've done really well or they just have nothing.
Just nothing.
Like,
yeah.
There's just nothing to leak.
like anybody believes they have nothing
that would suck.
Is in need of medical attention. That's what I just say to that.
I think you have something right, because last year was such like...
Gamer, like, you're insane if you think they have nothing. Like, if you think they have nothing, you clearly... Haven't made
no,
any attention to like the last 24 months of the video game industry and how they've just been dominating it, just in cruise control, and they like didn't let up. So it's like, yeah, they have something. So it's like, yeah.
We talked about this last podcast.
Also, Tropical is right, because he's like, oh, maybe the surprise is that they won't show hardware, and they're like, they won't. But then we just said maybe they're just technicalities, and they will. It's like, it's tough to see.
So maybe I will be right. Still waiting to hear. Yeah, so we got, let's see, it's 5, so 4 hours until Bethesda.
Yay.
Oh my gosh. This is not even, like, the start. There didn't used to be stuff on Sunday.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that EA is in the regular spot on Monday.
Yeah. I guess people can be out there now.
What?
I said, there aren't that many conferences on Monday, though. Because there's only, like,
four, yeah.
There's a bunch. Are you counting that PC Game Show thing?
Because it's only, what, it's only Sony, Microsoft, and Ubisoft, right? Yeah. So, I mean, it's not really a lot.
True. You guys are not watching that PC Game thing?
I'm going to watch it.
I'll watch it.
I think VR is going to be a pretty big thing this year. And then, it's crazy, like, the new NVIDIA cards are like so much cheaper than that Titan X thing they announced, and they're like better.
350 for a good one.
Yeah, so I think like the whole maybe PC industry is sort of like looking at VR. It's like, that is going to be the next thing. How do we make it so that people can get it as easily as possible? And like AMD, I think their new cards are also like way cheaper, but have the performance. Yeah, that's crazy. Sadly, I don't think we've seen anything. Oh, wait, there was a Ubisoft leak, right? They announced, or maybe it was an actual announcement. Star Trek Bridge Command, Bridge Crew, I think it's called.
Actual announcement. It was an,
that's an actual announcement.
I saw someone on Twitter tweeted or something.
That's really cool. So it's like four. Yeah, it's Ubisoft with Red Storm Entertainment, I think.
Yeah, it's Red Storm.
And it's a VR game. It's like four players, PlayStation VR, Rift, and Vive. And yeah, I guess you were like the bridge crew on an Enterprise-like starship.
Oh, that's going to be fun. So
that sounds cool.
It sounds like it's similar to that game on like a mobiles, or it's like mobile gaming, like where everyone had like a specific part to do, and like I forgot the name of it though. But that would be fun.
Yeah.
But everyone has to have a VR headset, so who's going to pick up the VR headset?
Well, I'm going to have one.
About to get comfortable, Will, so at least have him. You at least have him.
Did you end up pre-ordering Gamer?
Yeah, I have two, both? But okay. I'll probably just drop the one with the camera and two moves, because I already have that, so I was like, I don't know.
See, I wonder how much VR Worlds is going to be. Is that going to be included with just the standalone? I don't think so.
It's going to be only included in the bundle, so I don't know how much they're going to cost separately. So that's going to be something to think about.
Yeah, because the bundle, I think, it's $100 more, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. What was I saying before that? I don't remember.
Something about cheap video cards. PC gaming,
cheap video cards. And then I was going to something else in between. I don't remember.
Alrighty then. So that's Ye's E3 conference, some leaks, some Twitterness, and other fun shenanigans.
Cause aimless.
That's what we do, man. That's what we do.
So yeah, just gotta wait around a couple hours, and by a couple I mean like multiple couples, for Bethesda. Hopefully it's awesome. Even though I'm not excited about any of the games they make. I was thinking about recently I was like, man, I remember back in the day, E3, I'd be excited about every game. Now it's like, I'm only excited about some games. Cause it's like, I just care about the stuff I like, and if it's not something I like, it's like, well, how do I feel about this thing? And then most of the stuff is a known quantity anyway, so it's like, I already had no idea how I feel about it. Cause like, yeah, the way the industry has gone about being so risk averse, it's like, sequel, 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 remake, sequel, 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 barely any new IPs, so it's like, what's there to get excited about once you feel a certain way towards a certain type of game? So.
New IPs are a dangerous game, because it's like you don't know if it's gonna work or not. But with sequels, you can at least guarantee that you're gonna have some fans from the previous ones. So,
yeah, originals.
Yep. Or Square Enix Collective. That's the solution.
But yeah, I guess I will carry on the excitement for every single game then.
So yeah, I guess.
Yeah, FIFA! We'll be back Madden!
Later, maybe, talking about Bethesda. Definitely back tomorrow, talking about the megatons that will be hopefully dropping, and just the madness and the hypeness. Cannot effing wait. E3 week, best time of the year, every year. Delicious. So yeah, that is Airframe List Battle Z, and I'll get reactions on that E3, or EA. Jeez. Too many E's! EA E3 2016 press conference. EA Play 2016. Check us out on the internet. Just Google us. Aimless Babble Z, Aimless Podcast, whatever. You'll find us either way. And until you see or hear from us again, Aimless Babble Z, and we're now signing off.